Hi friends, thanks for joining. My intention of this episode is to share whatever is coming through, whatever is landing in this present now moment. And so this is what's coming through at the time of my recording. And whenever you're listening to this, it may perhaps have some relevance to you in your present moment. And so one of the first things that's really coming in here is around what a transformative time this past month has been. Collectively and personally, it has felt as though we have had to really embrace the letting go and the wrapping out and the endings of certain cycles and things in our lives, both like tangibly, physically, materially, right? So perhaps connections, jobs, living situations, etc. But also internally, like thought patterns, habits, ways of thinking, ways of seeing things, ways of feeling. And it feels as though with this ending, with this cyclical nature of life, we've also had this, we've created space, we've created a whole lot of space. And some of you may have already been feeling the new beginnings landing in, or just dependent on, you know, your own context. There has been space created, and now there is a lot more room for new beginnings to land in. And it does feel as though at this point in time, there's a lot of powerful, it feels as though a waiting bay before a powerful surge, before a massive, like, fresh burst. It does feel that way at this point in time. And it feels as though, in a positive way, the calm before the storm, but like a really good storm, a really fresh, refreshing, just sensory, enjoyable storm. And it feels as though we're knowing that the storm is on its way. We have anticipation, we have excitement, we have perhaps some fear and doubt as well because of the unknown. Like, we don't know what kind of storm exactly, we don't know how long it's going to last, what it's going to look like. There's some uncertainty present, but there's also excitement in knowing that it's changed, in knowing that it's new, and in knowing that it brings what we next need. And what's coming through for me now is to remind us, myself included, massively in this, that we have so much power within ourselves. Like, we are the powerful creators here. So even though there's so many things that are unknown and there's so many uncertainties, perhaps, or there are just certain, there might not be so many for you, but there may be just certain details that you just wish you knew more about, right? For myself, I am definitely residing in the, wow, like, there is so many different options available and there's so many different possibilities, and I genuinely do not know. No, I don't want to say I do not know. I want to reframe that and say, it feels that there's so much openness and there's so much space and room that there's an uncertainty around which direction to take. So yeah, however it applies to you in your context, right? There perhaps may be some unknowns or uncertainties. And where was I going with this? There was something. That's right. We are powerful creators. And so we might not know all of the details, but there is an aspect of us and a part of us with higher knowing that does know. And that in my mind's eye, I'm literally just seeing this vision of how there's like a path that is there, that's present, that we just cannot see, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And we are literally being like guided along that in each present moment, supported. And to us, because we don't know how it looks, it can be really unexpected. There can be a lot of, you know, surprises that arise that shock us, but a part of us is not surprised. A massive aspect of us is not at all surprised. It's very knowing. It's very supportive. It's very loving. And it's nurturing and guiding us along this journey, along this path. And even though it's a path, even though there is a path, it also doesn't mean that we're just blindly going on a path that we don't want to be on. It's like this higher knowing aspect of us is showing us all these options and choices in every now moment, and we are choosing with our free will what we want, what aligns, what resonates, either consciously or unconsciously. Actually, I want to tap more into that. That feels important right now. But just to continue what I was saying there, we are co-creating. That's what I'm getting at here. We are co-creating with our free will. And then all the beautiful adjustments are being made by our higher knowingness or our higher self or our higher consciousness or the aspect of us that has this vaster creative capacity. I mean, we also have creative capacity and it's not separate from us either. So that's the funny things with words, isn't it? What I'm implying here is that even though I'm referring to a aspect of us, it's not separate from us and we're not separate from it. But the part of us that has a vaster knowingness, the part of us that you may call, you know, intuitive guidance or higher self, we are co-creating with our own self and with the universe, which is every single being and entity that lives and breathes and does whatever it does, wherever it is. So we're co-creating along this path. And that means that even though there are uncertainties and unknowns, right, we are a part of that process of seeing what we like and what we don't like. And we get to have that fun play with everything that we experience. And even though we're on this path, even though we are on a path, the next part of the path is almost irrelevant from where we are in the present now moment, because it's from this present part now that everything exists and everything matters from and is, because this is everything exists in this now moment, past, present and future. And this ties me back into that little tangent that popped up before that landed in around consciously or unconsciously creating. Yeah, so we have the capacity and power in each now moment to create what we want to create. And I'm going to be a bit more grounded here because I know I'm just sharing all of these kind of perceptions and concepts, but let's think of a practical experience. I'm asking myself around what's an actual tangible example of this in my life right now. So for myself at the moment, I am aware of certain unknowns on the path, but I'm also aware of the direction that I want to be in, which is I want to be able to help more people. And by help, even when I say the word help, it doesn't resonate anymore. That's an old paradigm for me. That's not what fits me now. So what I actually want to do, see, as I said it, I felt it in my chest. It was like, that's not what it feels like now. It feels like I want to be a part of other people's expansion. I want other people to feel more expanded, and I want to play a role in that process of helping other people to realize their own creative, expansive, limitless potential and nature that they just innately are inside of themselves. To empower them to create and with this life and to feel expanded and to just feel what life can actually feel like. And so where was I going with this? That's what I was saying. I was saying how, so that's a direction, massive. That's huge to know. But then all of the little details, I have certain ways and modalities that I have a lot of experience in, or that I have a really natural gift and ability in. So, and you may have already connected with me through TikTok, where I do the collective messages, so the intuitive readings. Or you may have previously connected with me where I was sharing a lot more about holistic and natural healing modalities. Specifically, I was focusing on cellular detoxification and regeneration. Just for some examples, like these are skills, right? And these are all modalities. And yet, there is still, for me, in this present moment of recording, there's still, it's still, I'm still at the, of the, at the place where I'm asking my higher self, can you show me how, what is most aligned for me? And, because, you know, it always starts from ourself first. What's most aligned for me to be embodying and offering, to be a part of what I, the bigger picture, what I said, which is helping other people feel expansive. And I get ideas that land in. And I, you know, I've already started to offer some of those on my website. But there's still an uncertainty and an unknown. Like, I still know that, that I'm seeing that even from where, what I have already launched about a week ago, is it's going to look different like 1 week from now. Like, I already know that. I'm already getting told, like, girl, like, your journey is just, you're constantly transforming. Everything's constantly shifting and changing and adapting. You're constantly changing your energetic state, like, in every, each now moment, like, you're quite connected to that. So you're constantly changing that. So, like, everything's going to massively change quickly and rapidly. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's exciting. That's fun. It's also kind of like terrifying. That's where I'm at. So, like, that's kind of where I'm at practically right now, right? As an example. But what I do know, so there's an uncertainty around what it's going to look like, but I can recognize that I'm a creator in that. Like, the reason why it's uncertain is because I'm constantly changing. But I'm constantly changing because I want to be changing, because I'm noticing my limiting beliefs or thoughts in a present moment, or I'm noticing I don't like the emotional state, or as I like to refer to it actually, is energetic state that I'm in right now. Say I'm noticing myself just feeling slumped, just feeling extra lethargic physically. I'm usually like, okay, what's going on in my thoughts right now and in my emotional slash energetic state that's contributing to this lethargy? Because I know from a physical standpoint, I know like how I'm eating and consuming right now is highly, highly energetic. I know that I'm feeling something, I'm feeling held back or blocked by something in this present moment that's resulting in this lethargy. That's resulting in this slumpedness. That's resulting in this, ugh, I don't know. The rumination, the cycling, I don't know. And then for me, my habit is opening up social media and then flicking through videos endlessly. It's like, okay, hold up. What's going on here? Because this does not feel expansive or empowering. And it's okay to feel this way. And I totally accept and embrace this feeling right now. And through me accepting and embracing it, I am honoring it, and then it gets to transform and shift. I get to shift it into something else that I would prefer to experience, which is to feel more empowered and more expansive, which I tend to feel when I'm in that state. Like, okay, yep, now I want to help other people feel empowered and expansive. And it's like this positive ripple. But it's like in that present now moment that I'm noticing that state of ugh, of just ugh. And then the kind of past behaviors and patterns coming up of me, like, you know, it's just endless scrolling, wanting to turn to certain vices of distraction. Not from a place of intentional choosing, because I also intentionally choose to consume content, but I'm talking more about from a place of just like, I'm doing this because I feel a lack in a certain way, or I feel afraid right now and I don't want to deal with that. And it's okay to have that experience. But then it's also okay to notice that and want to do something about that, right? And that's what I, where I'm at currently. It's where I'm landing. I'm being aware of where it's happening, where I'm essentially procrastinating from looking at what I can do, looking at how I can empower myself. And then I'm choosing to shift my state in that moment. And I have a few different ways that I do that, but one of my favorite ones at the moment has been, I'm trying to decide on, I had a few of them just pop up. I was like, which one do I say? Well, one of my favorite ones has been this. I focus my attention and energy like on my heart space, and I notice the energy like kind of really pooling there. And then I imagine it opening and expanding. So I'm basically opening up my heart energy center and my heart space and connecting in with my heart space in doing so, right? And then I start to feel differently as soon as I do that already. And I'm doing it right now and I'm like, oh, feels good. And then from there, when I've opened that up in that way, I start to list off things in a way like this, and I'm genuinely connecting with each word that I'm saying. I'm not just saying things to say them. Like, I'm feeling it in my heart and I'm saying, like, I do it like a thank you list. It's gratitude, but it's like future gratitude. I'm saying thank you for things that maybe haven't exactly yet unfolded or haven't come into their full fruition, but that I know are landing in, or that I want to soon land in. And I'm thanking myself and the universe and source and just everyone and everything, or whoever it is involving, I'm thanking that person or those people, whatever, for doing that thing. So for example, I'll do one now. I'm about to do it now. okay, so it feels kind of funny to do it on podcast, but nonetheless, it's really powerful, so I do want to share it. I will go, oh, thank you so, so much to myself right now for putting myself out there in a way. Every day I'm showing up on TikTok, every day I'm showing up on my spaces that people can, you know, come into contact with me from. And I'm so grateful. I'm putting myself out there and I'm sharing from my heart and I'm sharing things that are so valuable and they're connecting, so resonating so much with people, and people are benefiting so much from that, and they're feeling more expanded and they're feeling better, and that makes me feel more expanded. And I just love that we get to vibe in that together. I'm so thankful we just get to vibe in that together and we just get to uplift ourselves and one another together in that way. Wow, thank you. And then I instantly feel a massive shift in my body from doing that. I'm just like, whoa. And I'll do it about something else. I'll say, because that's something that I am already doing, but I'm really amplifying it. Like, it is happening, but there's a part of my mind that's like, oh, is it really that helpful, you showing up? But I'm choosing to tap into the part of me that's like, absolutely it is. You know, I have that part of me that's like, is it really that helpful? Is it really that valuable? And then I have the other parts of me that are like, F yes, this is amazing. Like, let's celebrate this, because we want to call in even more of this. We want to revel in this. We want to bask in this, and we want to experience more of this, and we can, and we shall. So let's do that through feeling that energy in the present moment. Another example, for myself, a lot of them are connected to the same sort of topic at the moment, because that's where I've been moving through. It's where I've been moving through things around career and around contributing to others and building something valuable from that, co-creating. And so a lot of my thank yous have been around that. So other thank yous have been very, very similar, but I've been saying, like, I need a sip of my water. I'll say something like this. That one was like, thank you to myself. The other one, another one might be, thank you so, so much to my beautiful clients for trusting in me. Wow, they trust my perspective, my downloads, my advice so much, and I'm so grateful that they're able to trust that and trust themselves to use their discernment and to use that as a springboard for them in their lives so that they can feel more expansive in their physical health, in their mental and emotional well-being, in their energetic state, in how they connect with their intuition, with their intuitive abilities, with their spirituality. Wow, I'm so thankful to them for opening themselves up to me, to connect with me and trusting in me as a part of their journey. I'm so thankful that I get to play a role in that for them. I'm so thankful that I get to give and receive, and that they get to give and receive, and that we are giving and receiving together, this co-exchange, this co-creation. Wow, isn't that beautiful? I am so thankful. And that's like another one. Oh, gosh, it feels good. It feels, as I'm doing it, I'm literally getting warm because it's shifting my energy. Wow. And I just feel like it's a valuable practice. Like everyone, you know, we all have different things that can shift our states. Like there's no one right way, but you may feel called to try some kind of variation for this in a way that feels authentic to you in your life. I don't usually connect too much with just reading out affirmations like I am this, I am that. Like personally, it doesn't really connect with me. But when I drop into my heart space like that and open up, imagining opening up, and I'm in my body, I'm feeling embodied, and from that place I feel my energy, and then I start to just say thank you, or I start to affirm things that come through for me personally from there, from my guidance, that's when it feels real. Like it feels authentic, because I'm not like reciting for me. It doesn't feel great when I'm like trying to recite something like I am this, even if I do feel it's not that that's not valuable. This is just my experience. But if that feels good for you, use that, man. Like do what feels good for you. For me, what feels great is when I'm basically aligning with what it is that I'm really wanting to be doing, sharing, experiencing, feeling, and then I'm saying thank you for it to whomever is involved in that. So let's just say another one. At the moment, there's certain focuses I have on my health journey, and I am actually really grateful for my health journey. It's been such an empowering journey, and I am at a place where I just don't have certain health fears, because I feel so empowered in what I do know and the knowledge that I do have, that I genuinely know that if anything happens, I have a way to correct it, fix it, adjust it within myself. Like I already know what to do about it. And if I don't have certain pieces of the puzzle, I trust that they're going to come to me. You know, I trust that I have enough of a massive foundational knowledge, and then to fill in the gaps, so it's just going to come. It's going to come into my path. I'm going to find it. It's going to find me. It's going to align. And that's all good. And that is something I'm so thankful for. But there are still things, despite having that, there's things that I'm specifically addressing and working on right now. So another one that I might say, and I might do, and let's do it now as well, is I'm just allowing it to land in. See, I'm allowing it to land in. I'm not trying to force myself to come up with it. I'm allowing it. I seriously want to do a whole podcast episode on this, but I recently realized that we have the mind that's the thinking mind. It's the creating mind. It's like the masculine energy part of our mind. It's the doer. And then we have like the feminine energy part of our mind, which is the receiving mind. And it receives the information from our higher guidance or our intuition, our higher consciousness. So in this moment, I'm using obviously both minds, or both parts of the mind. And when I'm saying like I'm just waiting for it to land in, that's me going to receiving mind. So I'm going to go into receiving mind so that then I can use my thinking mind to articulate the gratitude statement. So receiving mind, please show me what resonates for me, for what's aligned for me to thank around my health journey right now in something that I'm wanting to improve, or I am improving, I shall say. Yes. Okay, it's landed in. I am so thankful to my amazing body for having the capacity to adjust and adapt to the changes that I make so quickly. It just changes and adapts so quickly. Wow, I am so thankful for how fast it does that and how efficiently it does that and how immediately different I feel when I make certain adjustments in my lifestyle. It's an immediate difference. I am so thankful for how quickly it does that. I'm so thankful for it doing that now. I'm so thankful that I can feel that difference in my body, in feeling even more energetic, in feeling even more present in my mind because of the state of my body. I'm so grateful and I love and I'm thankful for how much energy flow I feel through my body physically, but also energetically because of my lifestyle changes. And I'm so grateful that the impact that improving my physical body's health and vitality has on me, my ability to connect even more deeply with myself and my intuition. And to have an even more just consistent connection with that guidance in every now moment, knowing that I have every answer or can find or receive every answer or what I truly need next in each present moment because of my connection with my intuition, which is connected to the powerful journey and connection I have with my physical body and that journey I have there. I'm so thankful. And see, that's something I genuinely feel, right? But also it's something that I'm working on improving, if that makes sense. Like there's aspects of that that I already feel, I've already have been feeling, yes, tick, tick, tick. But there's aspects of that that I'm exaggerating because that's where I'm wanting to move into. But in me saying that, I now already feel I've moved into it because it's that quick. It's that quick of a shift. It's just... And I think the more that we can actually start to believe that certain things don't need to actually take a long time, it's okay if they do. We can be loving and compassionate and accepting towards ourselves if they do, but they don't have to. And I think if we can make that discerning choice that, okay, things don't have to take a long time, I can create an instantaneous shift, even if it's a small shift. But then you can also go bigger. You can say, oh, you know what? I can make a big shift instantaneously, starting from wherever we are at. But I really believe one of the biggest holdbacks on my journey and potentially many of our journeys is the things take time narrative. I'm not saying things don't or can't take time, but I'm also saying that things perhaps don't need to take as long of a time as what we have assigned to them that they need to, which is perhaps why they take so much longer or a part of the reason. Because we are co-creating. And if time doesn't exist, or better yet, I don't really resonate with saying time doesn't exist. I used to resonate with saying that, but I want to reframe that in saying, rather than saying if time doesn't exist, I want to say if every moment of time exists in this present now moment, if every past, present, and future exists in this now moment, then from this now moment, I can create any shift. Big or small, left or right, up or down. And so things perhaps don't need to take as long of a time as they need. And my life to myself has unintentionally proven that to me in the past few years, and just seeing how much shifts, changes, just rapidly things have shifted and changed through each phase, through me working with these every moment, each moment shifts. It's like these each moment shifts. I guess some people might call them timeline shifts or quantum leaping. Most of my experience is things that I haven't actually like learnt from someone and then applied. It's just been something that I've done and then found out it's a thing. So it may be, maybe that is what quantum leaping / timeline shifting, like maybe you could call it that. But for me, I don't really care about the name. I'm just like, it works. It feels good. It does wonders. So I'm going to do it. It's been working. And it's okay. We have our days, we have our moments, we have our times. I've been having my fair share of those. But I know that from every moment, it doesn't matter what has already happened. I get to make a choice in the present moment. The past is amazing, but it's almost irrelevant. And having that belief for myself has been one of the most powerful things in helping me to shift, to experience greater health physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and just to feel even more expanded and more connected and more, which is just the feelings that I want to feel. There's no right or wrong feelings, but that's just how I want to feel more, right? Those massive shifts have come from realizing my power in the present moment. And we always hear about the present moment and being in the now. But I do believe that there's more to that than what our mind actually sometimes understands. And hopefully in some way, shape or form, this podcast episode has been a valuable testament to that and how we can actually work with that and how we can shift energy and shift, let's say, timelines or just shift our experience of our life in any one area or in many areas in each now moment. And that we don't need to put pressure on ourselves in this process, but it's just an available tool. It's just an option available to us that we can play with, we can tinker with, we can see. It's a fun experiment. It's a game. It's fun. It feels good. It can feel shit, but it can also feel good, you know? And another one of the things that I've been working on, see, I don't even want to say, this is great. This podcast is great because it's already helping me to become more aware of my own languaging and how I don't want to use certain phrases anymore. Or how I want to reframe how I'm saying things because it's also how I'm perceiving them. I don't want to say work on. I want to say one of the things that I'm experiencing. Yes, yeah, see, that feels better. One of the things that I'm experiencing as well now. See, I don't even remember what it was. Isn't that funny? Because I think it actually isn't that a funny thing. I think it actually was about shifting languaging. It was around what I just said. I just did an example of what I was trying to articulate. Words are funny. Words are funny. Words are funny, but they're powerful. Or the intention behind them are powerful. And that's why I am experimenting and exploring. See, that feels better than saying working on. I'm experimenting and exploring how I want to frame and phrase words and phrase things. Not from feeling like I need to, because something is wrong, but because it just feels better. And see how like that perspective shift makes the outcome different. It's like if I'm doing it from a place of, oh, I can't say this, it's wrong, I need to change it, it doesn't feel that great. That doesn't feel like a good energy to me. But if I'm noticing something and I'm like, interesting, but I feel as though that could feel even better. Let's explore what feels better. Like it's just has a different vibe to it, you know, it has a different energy and that feels juicier. It feels more exciting. It feels more expansive and it doesn't feel like it's holding me down and restricting my freedom. It doesn't feel like it's limiting me, but it feels like it's opening me up and expanding me into limitless potentials, which is exactly how I want to feel. And exactly how, if I'm wanting others to feel that way, that's the energetic state like I need to be in. See, I said need. I did it. And that's okay. But as I said it, I noticed that disconnect again. So how shall I reframe this so it feels even more expansive? I want to say, when I feel in my expansive, limitless, creative potential, I am so happy that gets to have a rub-on effect and like a domino ripple effect and others get to vibe in that too. And that makes me happy. See, that feels so much better. Wow, I'm here for that. I'm here for that. All right, my friends, I hope you do feel somewhat more expanded by this. I hope that my intention of this is to just to show another perspective. But whatever you have taken away from it, I love that. And if anything doesn't resonate, I love that too. Just leave that. Yay! All right, my friends, I will see you next episode. Have a fab, create a fab moment. Create a fab now moment in your present moment of your day or night. I love you guys.